What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. This is a very special podcast that we're having because me, Kristen, and Catherine have our men joining today's Wind Down.
Woo-hoo! It's Bring Your Husband to Work Day.
Couples retreat.
Whose idea was this?
Who do you think?
Yours,
probably.
No, I don't think it was mine.
Okay,
mine. You're the producer,
right? So yeah, what I said was, it started with, I think it'd be maybe helpful for Alan if maybe Preston came on to kind of say like, "Hey, this is what you are going to have to look forward to."
Is that how we're framing it? It's all how you spin it, Kramer.
Are we talking about babies or?
Yeah, right?
Fatherhood, afterbirth.
All the things.
Let's not say the words afterbirth. Let's make that a group rule.
No, I meant two different words, like after the birth. I left out the word the.
Okay.
So that's where I'm like, you know, because I think there's pieces of things that we've talked about on Wind Down about postpartum, right? Because there was something that Alan had said, maybe like a month or so ago where...
Oh.
Alan's demeanor has changed for those that are not in the room.
What'd he say?
He said, I love that right now.
We need a narration moment.
You're up, bro.
Well, no, because he had just basically said, you know, once the baby's out, you're going to be fine. And I had this moment like...
Of extreme inaccuracy. Because that's
What do you mean? No.
Well, right. So I think what he meant was because I'm just so uncomfortable and I've been sick and I've been, you know, just not been able to do the things that I want to do and feel the way that I want to feel. And what I heard though when he said that was
what you heard was
extreme inaccuracy.
Yeah. But in Alan's defense,
no, but what I heard was that for me, I'm like, man, the fourth, what I, postpartum is the most emotional piece and there's still a lot, like I'm not going to be just be fine afterwards. And I'm sure you've witnessed a lot of postpartum, Kristen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, I don't think men realize that postpartum.
I didn't even know what postpartum was.
Neither did I. They don't have that in the UK.
They don't? Are you serious? It's a United States thing?
No, they just don't have it.
Wow.
Once the baby's out, everything's fine.
They don't have miles and they don't have postpartum. Just kilometers and smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never even heard of it.
You've never heard of postpartum?
Never.
Ever?
Seriously.
Really?
Seriously. Never heard of it.
I had never heard of it till she said she had it. I was like, something's going on though. And so we figured it out. I guess that's what it was.
I say we don't tell him anything.
And we broadcast and the whole thing.
Hey, I will say this, though, like the stuff that he's probably talking about, like being sick and stuff. Like last night I heard her say, remember when I was sick every single day with our baby Lion? And then now the sickness went away. Sure. I mean, the second that baby was born, the sickness was over. So in his defense, that could be kind of what he's talking about. You're going to be all right here in a minute.
Sure.
The biggest thing is your discomfort, and a lot of things, like Preston just said, will alleviate and disappear.
Yep.
I'm not talking, I wasn't referencing hormones or behaviors.
Well, this is good. We don't have to start from scratch, because I thought we were starting from scratch.
So you do know that the post, there is a fourth partum, or right? Is that how it's the fourth trimester, essentially, is what they call it. The postpartum, and there are hormones after that.
She's going to ratchet up the crazy a little bit. And then then a bell curve.
Well, I think that's actually offensive.
Yeah, I would say...
Oh, boy.
No, that's just...
This is where, but, on that one.
Because it's... And I love you, and I can say that because you're like a brother to me, but women's hormones after babies are... I remember both being like, I'm bawling, and I have no, like, your hormones are, you feel crazy.
It doesn't make sense to you either. I mean, it's not going to make sense to him. It's not going to make sense to, it's just something you have to go through.
Well, and let us not all forget the extreme sleep deprivation one goes into and why it's considered a torture technique for a reason. Mm-hmm. So we're in the midst of hormones and balance. Your body is not the same. Your recovery after a C-section is longer than other recoveries. And on top of it, you're not sleeping. And this time, we're pushing 40.
Sounds like a shit storm.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, Preston, what has been the hardest thing for you post-baby with Kristen?
Oh,
which
man.
Which time?
Well,
Let's just talk this time.
This time, we just need more help. We need help because I'm gone like crazy. You know, we're doing 200 shows a year. I'm gone all the time. And she's just being a superhero the best that she can. And she's tired, and I don't know how she does it. Like, she's, you know, some days if I'm gone on a Monday still, she's up all night with baby Lion. And then 6:15, you know, 6 a.m., she's up making lunches, and she's getting the kids off to school. And, you know, just packing that third kid in the car is the whole thing. Like, just getting that baby ready and getting it in the car so that the other two, I don't know how she does it, but... You know, so that's been the hardest thing is, like, how do we find good help? Who is good help? And she has to love them too, like the help. We can't just get help. Like, we need someone that's going to be cohesive with her.
Well, he wanted to move someone. He wanted an au pair, which means they live in our house. Pair.
Yeah, I've got a solution. During the postpartum, I'll come stay with you.
Yes.
I'll help you.
That would be great.
Well, this works out perfectly because it's actually our baby anyways. So this is like magic to me.
I think that's the toughest part, though, is finding that sweet spot where she gets to still be mom and still feel like mom, spend all the hours, because she wants to spend time with all the kids, but also she needs the breaks. And I'm not there to give her breaks. And so that's, with a third kid, it's become a lot.
I would say third time feels a little like the charm for us, though. Like, Love's postpartum, our first, was, would you agree, horrendous?
Horrible.
Horrible.
And it wasn't just another trimester. It was like
a year.
It was a year. It was a whole school year, just that. You know, just like a whole, man. I didn't know what we were in. I didn't know what postpartum was. I was looking it up at
night. You were in Mexico most of the time, so that was tricky.
Well, I heard a doctor mention it in the room, and the doctor looks at her. She says, you know, are you thinking about hurting yourself? And I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, what is this? And then all of a sudden they're like, you know, and all these different symptoms that you need to be. And then she turned to me and I said, well, I'm not watching for any of this. I didn't even know this was a thing, like you.
Because I scored low on the questionnaire, the postpartum questionnaire for like post-screening.
But there's levels of
depression.
All of it. Sure. You know, she was just in her own level of just trying to get out of the fog. And I didn't even know there was a fog. And so once I started understanding what it was, then I started feeling like, here's where I can meet her in the fog a little bit and try to help, you know, if I can. But
And how did you, what would be a tip for new dads?
Get out of bed.
A lot of patience. Get out of bed.
I would have them
don't go
out of bed.
Start a band and go on the road.
Probably don't go turkey hunting the first morning you're home. Don't do that. Maybe the third morning you're home, you know, but don't go first morning you're home.
I did go coach a football game the day that Emmy was born.
I think it was Ramsey, but at that point with the third, I'm like, go do what you got to do with the other kids. I mean, I was at that point. But to that, I was going to say, I think it's very important to also keep in mind, there's so many different levels of it. Like, mm-hmm. I think all moms cry at the drop of a hat after they have a baby.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Don't expect that. And that's normal, but to keep an eye on that because it can get so much further and be past that. But mm-hmm. like, you know, I didn't have postpartum, but I did, cry at the drop of a hat. So I just think it's very important to watch that there's such different levels of it. And some of it is normal and not that postpartum depression is not normal, but you know what I mean? And then into postpartum depression.
I think it's also, when I think back onto it, I remember becoming like unconnected. We were just unconnected because she's trying to stay connected to the kid, you know, it's a newborn and they're connected. And some people say that the kid still feels like they're in their mom for like 3 months. They don't even figure out that they're not in their mom for a minute, you know? And so I had never even heard that concept before. So here we are falling apart from each other. She's getting closer to the baby, but now there's this new dynamic in the house. And it was my job to stay connected to her. It's not her job to stay connected to me and these kids. And so I had to figure that out, that I had to that focus on me and her as well and stay connected. And that would make me connected to the baby more probably. And so, because a lot of dads, let's be real, a lot of dads are like, oh man, this is so awesome to have a new kid. And then when the mom is not around, we're like, what do we do with this thing? Like it's screaming at me. And when mom walks in, she can just hold it and tap it just right and everything goes away. But we're like, I've given it a bottle, I've given it a beer, I've tried everything, you know, like anything, just please stop crying. And nothing works, you know? So we get, you know, it's probably wild to us and confusing, so.
Well, I think a lot of it is the logistics. You know, I mean, you're going through all the chemical stuff, but you're, as your third, fourth or whatever, now you're adding logistics on top of it. So you have the frustration of, you know, just more things to do.
Yeah, because life doesn't stop.
No.
It just keeps rolling. The other kids still have stuff to do. And like that has to get done, whether we're falling apart or exhausted or not. Like
it is different. I thought that the gap, because Jana and I share the same, like our kids are all the same ages, which is always so cool to me. Mm-hmm. But I thought the gap is great for so many reasons because it gives you, like they are a little more self-sufficient. But then the gap is harder because the feelings are big and they can articulate them and they still have a million things to do.
They have so much going on as they get older.
Yeah. And they want to, and you want them to play and you want them to be plugged into their own world so that they don't feel the huge transition, but there is a transition for them too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. I want to just drop a little note of hope.
Everything's going to be fine.
I see Alan and Jana holding hands like the plane's going down for those of you that can't see. The oxygen masks have fallen from the ceiling.
you might not get postpartum.
Oh, the
I'm with you.
It might not even happen.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I just want to sit back and watch.
I think I don't remember having postpartum with Jolie.
Depression, right?
Depression.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for the clarification on that. With Jace, my postpartum depression was something where, and I've known someone that had the way extreme, like Kat said, there's massive extremes. My connection with Jace when I had him, I felt I wasn't connected. And that depressed me for a minute because I didn't have what I had when I had Jolie. And then I realized that was a part of the depression and the not feeling connected to the baby. But it sent me like on a spiral.
Also, he's a boy, which is different. Not that that makes you less connected, but I felt a different connection with Legend and at first compared it to like, oh, it's not as intense as it was with Love, but like he was my boyfriend and it took me a minute to go, hang on, like it's a different kind of love and responsibility.
And then once you figure that out, but I think I had more postpartum anxiety post-Jace.
I definitely had postpartum depression with Love for sure. Postpartum, more in postpartum anxiety with Legend.
but he also was a respiratory kid. He just had a lot of like respiratory issues. And then this one, I feel like I'm unable to diagnose where I'm at because we're only 5 months out. But this time just feels like I'm in a postpartum period, but I'm trying to navigate it differently.
Again, the hormone levels, age, all the things mm-hmm. from, because yeah. I believe I was in perimenopause when I started getting pregnant.
These biblical so. Age pregnancies that we're having.
I don't even know what you just said. That's a whole nother, I'm going to have to Google that tonight.
But I think at the end of it, I mean, I know, Alan, you're insanely supportive. So I know that you're going to show up and be a great partner.
Of course. You guys think of course. Being aware of it is beneficial? Like you said, your first child, you've never experienced it. So the second one, can you intellectually go, okay, this is probably coming and kind of mm-hmm. prepare yourself for it?
Well, two things. I think one, you learned how to better support and love yourself and what you need just as you get older, period. And then you add like a postpartum period. Like I knew how I needed to be loved this time. And for me, it was, I did not need any visitors until at least 6 weeks. I needed a minute to like get my, I had to honor that about myself because that's the part that gets stressful for me.
And I was like the movies. I'm like thinking, you know, we're about to have a baby. We need all the in-laws in the window of the, at the hospital looking in. Cigar smoke everywhere. Yeah, everybody's ready. And then I'll hold a baby up like Simba and everybody parties and the door swings open and she puts her clothes on and we go home. You know what I mean? I thought it was just like that. And then I realized, you know. Y'all it was not like that.
We're the same. Are we identical? Have everybody in the delivery room. That's my motto.
And then the second time around, I invited less people. And so I was like, okay.
Only 50 people RSVP'd the second time.
And then the third time, I started to really listen. Like, okay, this is your room. I get it now, you know? So it took me a minute.
It's so celebratory, like the Lion King to him. And for me, I'm like, this is like sacred, quiet territory.
Well, and I told Alan too, I think I said this too, where I'm pretty sure I did, where when the baby comes, I still need to have our precious connection moments too, because I don't want that piece to us to be sleep deprived or edgy or snippy or like, I was like, we have to find a minute each day that's something that we can just kind of sit with each other, because those moments, just the other day when we had a crazy day and we were just passing, it's like, hey, let's sit for 30 minutes and have a conversation and keep that. Like that's something that I know I need for my overall postpartum.
Yeah. Like even this time, there'll be times in the middle of the night where I'm feeding the baby. And if Preston's home, like he just gets up and he's like, you want me to do it? Or he like rubs my back. And that is enough for me. Just not, you know, like.
I wish I could send a text message to dudes that are about to have a baby.
What would you say?
I don't know exactly what I'd say. It depends if their wives are going to read it or not.
But if their wives weren't going to read it.
If the wives aren't reading it, I can't say it. So, you know, I could text it to Alan. You could read it another day. Not when I'm here.
Okay, well, what would you say if we weren't here?
Well, I mean, that's not real life. You are here.
But I think people would want to know.
No, okay, so let's just paraphrase in a nice, gentle way. You know, life's about to get a little bit crazier and you're going to need to be getting up in the middle of the night and doing your part. She's going to need to be feeling some extra love from you. I mean, chime in, boys, whenever you're ready, because I'm on the spot here. But, you know, just I always want to try to find ways that, you know, Troy Gentry told me this from Montgomery Gentry. God rest his soul. But, you know, I just remember we were about to have a baby and he told me, he said, you've got to stay connected to your wife and it's not going to be as easy as you think. And I was like, oh man, we got this. You know what I mean? We had only been together a little while and I was like,
5 minutes.
Yeah, we're so on fire in love. This is going to be easy. Mm-hmm. And I just, it went in one ear and out the other. But I think about that all the time now because I'm like, how true was that one sentence that he was trying to tell me? And now I see it like sometimes it's the labors of love. Maybe it's just, you know, an extra time at the dishwasher, doing the little things, washing the bottles when she just is so tired. She don't feel like doing that, you know, and like all the little things that you definitely don't feel like doing but you just do it because, like she said, sometimes it's rubbing her back. Sometimes it's just a little kiss on the neck and just saying, you've been awesome this, you know, today or, you know, tonight in the middle of the night, you know? And so, because look, she does all the heavy lifting. I ain't seen a dirty diaper this week. I mean, she is awesome. She does it all. And she lets me sleep. I come off the road. I'm super tired. And, you know.
I would steer away from using the term super tired. Yeah. If I'm just being honest, that was one trigger.
It's a different kind of tired.
Yeah. Like, I remember him coming home and he's like, I'm just really tired. And I thought, I bet you are really tired. However.
Y'all also have a unique situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that was one of the questions, yeah, too, from, I did a poll and basically it was, how does Preston handle being a new dad and in the spotlight and on being on tour?
That part is easy. Man, we love being dads.
The fun part.
But when you come home, though, and you say you're tired. And it's like,
man, you come home
for Kristen, she's like, well, you don't know what tired is.
And the kids have all drawn pictures and they're waiting and they want to put it right in your face, right? Because one thing that has changed for me is I take the last flight out I can to leave. And then I take the earliest first flight I can to get home. And that's a different level of stress outside of the house that no one sees. Just trying to be home as much as you can because it just is, it's hard to get the hours that other dads are getting. Like, I'm trying to build my time up and I'm gone a lot, but I'm also not working a 9-to-5 and home just every single night. That's kind of gone too in its own kind of way. So when I'm home, I'm home and I get to write from home and it's cool. So I don't know. I think being on the road doesn't even weigh in as much as, I mean, it's fun and I'm lucky. Chris, the guy I sing with, was a dad for, I don't know, 6-7 years before I ever was. And he's a great dad. And so fortunately, I got a good example of someone who shows up as a dad. Mm-hmm. And had I been singing with somebody that wasn't like that, I might have had a worse example and a different influence.
Sure.
So I was ready for that, you know?
Alan, one of the questions from the Q&A was, what are you most nervous about being a new dad since it's been 16 years since you've had a baby?
What am I most nervous about? I think since it's been so long since, look, Troy's 16.
Sure.
So it's been a lot of years since he was a tiny little baby. And I think it's just the, I'm not nervous about anything, but it's just like, looking at that tiny little thing again, how you hold them and how you handle them and how you touch them and caress them. That seems so long ago that, listen, nervous, nothing. I'm not nervous about anything because I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. But it's just been, I mean, it's been 16 years. Like, we were building, what were we building the other night? That play?
Oh, pack and play.
The pack and play. And I'd forgot what that was.
Yeah. And you'll never figure out how to put it together. It don't matter.
I mean, technology has not improved since the last time.
No, yeah, no, I mean,
those are the worst.
No, it was actually easy, wasn't it? It was the attachments.
The attachments were tough.
And then moving it. Because you remember you have to do it in a certain order.
And if it breaks and falls apart, it was your fault. You did it.
Throw it away and start over.
So you don't have any fears then?
No, I mean, they're so, like, Troy's 16. He's grown up. Like, I go to the gym with him. He's taller than me. Like, so there's an element where He's grown up. It's just how to manage this tiny little thing again.
Can't handle Alan's scene.
First of all, does anybody have trouble with the word six with this guy? Because it's sex.
What?
Everything he says is 16. And he's like, I mean, it's been 16 years since I had a baby and held one. And then he
it's
says.
Just a little different than you.
He says things like 16 and caressing and holding. I'm like, this is how the baby got in there.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important.
But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Okay, well, speaking of your son, how people want to know how you manage having that distance and the back and forth between the UK and if you officially live here or not, and what your
how that balance has been. Is this going to be a United States baby or a UK baby?
It's both.
Dual citizenship.
What does that mean?
Dual citizenship.
How? Isn't that awesome?
Because he's Scottish.
So,
to have both passports.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a baby here?
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, you're having a baby here.
Yes.
But is halfway UK baby too?
Well, he gets to have dual citizenship.
Okay. He has two passports. Maybe we'll talk about that in a second. Back to you, Alan.
I mean, if you're going into labor here and flying supersonic over there to have the baby, I could see dual.
And then time zones, too. I mean, was
sounds, hey, I'm going to say this. Sounds like the baby's ours.
Okay.
This is a USA baby.
Okay, let's get back to the question at hand.
This is how I feel. It's our baby.
Yeah, how do I handle
that? Yeah, just the distance and how do you... and with that question is... Is having an older and a younger, is that, how are you going to manage that?
Okay, so the first thing is the distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but I mean, you know, I travel a lot anyway, but I go back once a month to spend proper time with Troy. So when I'm back there, it's me and him. Mm-hmm. Whereas when, historically, when I seen him, I'd maybe only see him for a day or two and then I'd be back at the football club.
Sure.
So in my head, I mean, it's difficult. It's really difficult, but the time that I spend with them now for that week or 5 days, whatever it is, it's obviously been less the last couple of months. The time that I get with them is like precious, mm-hmm. concentrated, me and him.
Yeah.
So there's a power within that and it eases my mind with it a bit. So it makes it easier to manage. The second one was, how will I manage having an older
mm-hmm.
kid and a younger one?
Yep.
I think when you're a dad, you just, your natural instincts kick in mm-hmm. and you make them both feel safe and loved and cared for, what I'll do.
Absolutely. And you do such a great job with that. You really do. It's, yeah.
Yeah, can I say one thing?
actually envy all y'all's situation. Because it's like, you're going to be forced to slow down a little bit. Yes, it's going to be crazy. Yes, it's going to be hectic. But you're going to be forced to slow down because you have an infant. Like, that would be awesome to be able to sit down on a couch with a baby for an hour. Mm. Like, this week alone, we've had, what, softball, volleyball, cheer, basketball, it just every single day.
It just gets so busy. That's so true. Mm-hmm. I've thought about that too. I'm like, it would be like, I think it's good to see that as a positive. Cause I think, mm-hmm. I know for you, you can see that kind of as a negative, mm-hmm. like slowing down or whatever. But now looking at it, having 14, 11 and 7, I'm like, what precious time to just be able to sit and be with a baby, you know, like that's like, such a no good agenda. Point.
You're just, I'm looking at this kid.
I mean, you still have the other kids and they're crazy and busy and all the things, but that would be nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It is. That's a good perspective. Mm-hmm. Just because I remember we were at dinner with a friend and she was saying, my kids are off now and I don't get to have that. And so it's like, enjoy each moment that you do have and not try to rush it. Or
mm-hmm. I bubbled really, really hard this time.
Yeah,
I did come back to wind down probably faster than I should have because I don't know what I was saying. But I did take myself off. I mean, I was like TBD, I'll see everybody in like maybe August.
We actually talked about that last night. Friends of ours were asking how you were doing and the baby was doing. And mm-hmm. I mentioned that. I was like, she's really hunkered down this time. And like, I envy that. That's great. Yeah. I think it's been so good for you.
It's not
so
easy
good
to do watching her do it either.
Sure.
Because people are they're trying to get in there and hang. And she just wasn't having it.
Yeah. I just know how quick it goes.
Yeah.
And I prayed for that baby for 2 years, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it's going to feel that way to you too, that you're older, your perspective's different. Mm-hmm. When you know it's your last, it's different, yes. you know?
There's a lot mm-hmm. of wisdom in that, just mm-hmm. making sure to block that off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's precious time you're not going to get back.
Yeah.
Speaking of our last, babe, is this, well, that was a question. Is this our, oh, is geez. This our last kid?
Is that someone else's question or yours?
No, that was a question.
I actually
on there.
Just sent that in.
No, it was
an important question.
You texted me and then asked.
It was a question. Are you guys one and done?
I would think so.
Okay, so on that topic, mm-hmm. he's not sure how he feels about getting vasectomy.
Well, definitely not getting circumcised.
I'm gonna go get a beer.
I meant vasectomy.
We don't talk about that.
I meant vasectomy. So,
I got a buck knife. We can take care of that real quick.
So that was because I'm like, babe, if you don't get a vasectomy, there's always a chance that it could happen again.
Yeah, we are on that topic right now.
I have no problem doing it.
Do it.
Yeah, he's all about it. He finally did it.
I'm all about it.
Oh, it's such freedom.
Oh, I can't wait.
In the words of
freedom. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got a March Madness deal going with Dr. Chop. You seen that?
His name mm-hmm. is actually Dr. Chop.
His name is Dr. Chop.
Shut.
His first name is Dick.
Not kidding, Dr. Dick.
I'm not even lying.
I mean, it's like he's no, it's born real. Into that role.
Google it. His okay. name is Dr. Dick Chop, and he has a March Madness deal going.
So does that mean you and Alan are both going?
You get it done, and you put a bag of peas on your junk, and you just watch March Madness for a weekend.
Smart. Sure. Oh, that's okay. No, you don't get a vacation after you
There's
get it done.
There's something about the tube tying thing, though, that I just, and again, I don't ever want to carry another baby. I'll make that very clear right here. We both know. Mama is done. I'm done carrying children.
You're basically smuggling a soccer ball is all you're doing right now.
She's so cute.
Stryker done did his deal. Barry Stryker. Done hit a goal.
But, so that's very clear. I just, the thought of taking and tying, I've heard things that it could be, there's side effects to tying tubes, but also to take away that, I don't know. I just,
are you not doing it?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Sure. I feel that way about vasectomies actually. Like I had always been against it.
But you can easily, my brother, sorry.
Undo.
He got a little needle mm-hmm. that goes in your balls to take out the, mm-hmm. you know, he's sperm. Not
Oh yeah,
we're
yeah.
selling that if we do that.
So
it's like bolt.
I'm just seed. So it's because with the tubes you're done.
Yeah, I could not do tubes.
So I
The
wheels have fallen off.
Yeah, we're going to take some semen out. We're selling it in straws.
Okay.
Was that word that boiled? Boiled?
Huh?
Is that what you said? What did you
cattle,
say?
Cattle, bull, probably. Bull.
Oh, that's what bulls do.
Bull. We need closed captioning.
They make a lot of money off that semen.
I'm just going to, we're going to transition really fast.
Please,
Alan, how does it feel coming into the step-parent role?
Coming into it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something that I've done from a young age with Claudia. So I've been there. And yeah, they're amazing kids, so it doesn't faze me one bit.
That would be hard if you came in with like undisciplined kids. I've always thought that'd be tough.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the kids are so well behaved and nice and pleasant that it makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Like if they were problem children, mm-hmm. then that would be tough.
Sure.
Yeah, you have good babies.
It'd be tough.
And how much have you had to help Jana and the kids understand with your accent? And is Alan worried about his child becoming American accent-wise?
No, this because my question
he'll
again.
Have daily Scottish lessons.
He's going to be hanging out with me in Preston. It's going to be fine.
Daily Scottish lessons?
Daily lessons, 1 hour a day. 1 hour.
I do
day.
Get excited Easy. To see what he'll sound like, honestly.
He's going to probably sound...
He'll sound pure yeah. American.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
When I lived in California, North Carolina and California, Troy and Claudia, Troy ended up with an American accent.
Mm.
It's now kind of mixed. Scottish, mostly English, no American in there, but they just it's their surroundings, their friends.
What everything. Will you do when he says to you, I want a snack?
I was like, you're gonna miss Scottish.
We're not gonna just Americanize Michigan. Him, we're gonna Michigander him.
That's not happening.
No. Alan, do you have the same respect for Mike as he does for you?
Yeah, I've got no reason to I don't disrespect him one bit. He's a nice guy. He's pleasant to me. And I will always respect Mike if he respects you.
Mm-hmm.
That simple.
Yeah.
Is Alan concerned that his Scottish traditions will be lost being in America?
No.
Scottish lessons, 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
How does Alan feel about Jana having to be so public about her life? On social media.
How does Alan feel about that?
it's not something that I'm used to, but it's something that I've adapted to. It can be tough at times because you hear me say to you a lot, don't put that on Instagram. Don't put that on social media. Because your default is upload it. Regardless of what it is. So,
Alan, the Christmas lights.
That's amazing.
Alan with the Christmas lights in the bush or whatever.
Yeah. So
he's like, yeah, okay.
But to be honest, though, we have fun with it.
Yeah,
we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun with it.
Yeah,
I think
we found a balance.
Yeah, I think you've been more private this time too.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Okay, parenting styles you disagree with your spouse on, and how do you handle it? Let's start with Nick and Kat.
Ooh.
I am not touching this first. I will respond when she decides what we're talking about.
Parenting styles you disagree with. Oh, that's hard.
I mean, if you go back from the beginning, you know, it was always, we had the spanking.
Which is funny because you would say it and I'm like, we are not spanking our kids. And then I was the one that would spank the kids. He's like, I thought we weren't. I'm like, shut up.
You're next. You're next.
That's all I can think about now.
I think a lot of depends on the personality of your kid. You know what I mean? Like we parent, I guess, the same for all three for the most part. But each kid has a different personality. So you kind of, there's a little more flexibility and leeway. Like we give our son probably way more freedom than I had at his age because he's such a mature kid.
Okay,
like,
so that's where we disagree. Not that he's not mature. He is, but it's like he's starting to date. And like I will question, like, should he be able to do this? And Nick is just a blanket, like, yes, you let him go with the girl. Like, no matter what, no questions asked.
Of course, she doesn't get it.
But I'm like, so you're going to let your daughter do that? And he's like, well, no.
Hell no. I'm like, that's a hell no.
You have to treat them the same.
No, you do not treat them the same. No, you do not.
Nope.
Agree to disagree.
Nope.
Agree to move in with me, Kat.
Perfect. Okay, fair.
Over to Kristen and Preston.
I know
same
one.
Question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Parenting styles you disagree with your spouse on, and how do you handle the disagreement?
So Preston was raised really country redneck.
No.
Like Yaya had him picking his switch. He had to go pick the switch and which to get a whooping with.
You had to cut your own switch down, and what if you brought
switch?
It back.
Stick.
And what's a switch?
Well, I call it a stick if we're talking about sticks.
Yeah that's probably
so a stick, if, I guess. If it was... So if you
try, Alan is so lost over here.
You have to cut your own stick.
Yeah. So she say, you're in trouble. Go get your own switch. You're going to get whooped with it.
Here's the $1 million question. So, was it better to have a thicker one?
Oh, if I brought the wrong switch home, because I would test it out in the woods. I'd be like, oh yeah, I can handle this one. Then I bring it home. She'd be like, nope. Now you get double switches. And so, and if she had to go get the switch and bring it back, I got double switches. Yeah, I had to roll your jeans up. This is my mom would be in jail today. You had to roll your jeans up. Me and my brothers, all of us did it. I had to roll your jeans up to your knees. And then she would hold your shirt by the shoulder so you could, or your mullet. Whatever she could get a hold of. Things are about to, you're about to be a wild pony right here in a minute, you know. And so they'd get a hold of that thing, wild colt. And then she'd get you on the back of the calf with it, right?
Okay. Switch. So based on the success rate of how that all worked out for him and the three brothers, Because one out of three turned out fine. And I married that one. Based on the success rate of the switch getting, my biggest thing is when it comes to parenting a boy, I am big into feelings and I don't need him. I want him to be a strong man. I want him to be a leader. I want him all the things. I just think that our society does not do a good job of letting boys also be human beings that feel.
And meanwhile, while she's tending redneck to his feelings,
this is our biggest.
I'm tending to the masculinity right. and the testosterone that's coursing through his veins. And he needs a man to step in and teach him how to control his emotions a little bit before he even speaks about his emotions. Like, it just rolls through his blood.
He is a
different boy. From our little girl. And I see it. And if I don't use a different tone with him, like, my voice has got to come on down a little bit. And then I see his head turn. And then he starts to hear it and get it. And we talk about things. And I'm not really too tough with him. But, you know, at first I'll be like, listen, you got to listen to me. And then we kind of like, you know, debrief what we just went through.
But I feel like that's new because I feel like for a while you're like, got to get together. Like, it's just, it was like this like shame train, like get it together. And what do you do? You know? And I was like, okay, well, he just was in my body 5 years ago. So that's where I have a different compassion for
him. One thing, especially with a son, is the older he gets, the more you'll start picking up on both sides of that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so easy with all of it until her top blows. When her top blows, then it's my call to action.
Well, legends and alpha.
Your wife as well,
I hear the tone hit. She storms out of the room or she says a certain phrase and I'm like, and that's my cue. And then when I come in tough, then she comes running back to save the day. And that's frustrating.
Well, we're trying to break that cycle right now.
That's frustrating because she has blown her top. I'm coming in to handle business now. And we're going to get this together quick. And which I should have probably done to begin with, but I let her handle the feelings. Now she's lost it.
Those were air quotes for those that couldn't see that. Done with the fingers.
Now she's lost it and headed out to the other part of the house. And I'm in here dealing with things, you know,
it's just
grabbing the mullet, dragging him to his room.
It is, and
the
next thing you know, she's like, how you think it goes down, the replay.
Yeah, both of us probably.
Yeah. Doesn't seem as
that
accurate.
Happens to us, though, too. I'm like more of the disciplinarian, and then I'll lose it, and then I'll step out, and then he'll come in. I'm like, why are you going to be so hard on him? Even though, and then I'll like try it. I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit it, and I'll come back and want to save the day. So I mean, I can even acknowledge that happens with
Alan,
us.
Alan, what do you think is going to happen between us? Because we haven't really had to... With Jolie and Jace, I'm obviously the more, I mean, you will say, hey, don't do that, but you don't really discipline them.
No.
Unless, like, maybe a few times when I've said it a million times, like, listen to your mother and you have my back. Mm-hmm. Well, you've had my back on all those things. So with now our boy, how do you think we'll parent and discipline together? Where do you see an issue, not an issue, but do you see something that we could probably disagree on or not do the same that might cause a little frustration?
I think it goes back to Preston's point where, and you mentioned it as well, Nick, where you parent boys different to girls, and you almost parent, there'll be a part of my parenting will come from my dad and has.
Because you think I baby Jace.
Yeah.
I wish we had camera footage for that.
I mean, I'm not even here now.
Yes. I'm not even here.
I think I will be the stern, tougher one. And when I speak, the kids will listen and Roman will listen. But you'll speak more and you'll try and discipline more. And like you said, you step in at a certain point.
He also has a presence. Like,
I listen.
He makes me lock my shit up.
Well, with that said, then, do you think you'll be the dad that lets the baby cry it out? Or are you going to go? Because I think that's going to be our first challenge with the baby is I'm going to say, let the baby cry it out. and you're going to want to go hold the baby. And because I'm very strict with the sleep training. That's I've always been very strict with that. And obviously you don't let them cry out to it, you know, the crazy degree, but I'm also, they have to comfort themselves at a certain point. And so would you go in? And so I'm just curious where your softness with that will be.
Yeah. With stuff like that, I'll probably be soft.
Mm-hmm. I see you going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and good I'm, luck and trying being, to stop me.
Good luck when she can't stop you.
Looking back when we had kids, Catherine pulled up the Baby Wise. What does it say?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm already on the Baby Wise app.
I love it.
I'm already starting to print out the schedule like for each week. Like boom, 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 boom.
I will say that'll make your life in the long run, it'll make it better. Far better.
Okay.
When you have it scheduled.
Hey, Alan. Call me when you want to be soft, buddy, because I'm the softy. There's no crying it out. There's no schedule. There's just a lot of skin-to-skin
loving. It is cool to watch. I mean, I'll say, like, the wifeys, man, they have a language they can talk to the kids that nobody else can, really. I mean, I don't know what it is. She can come in and save the day, and it's like, I don't know how she tapped into that little phrase that diffused the whole thing, but that's cool to watch, and I learn from that all the time.
The stress you feel as a dad that you don't want your wife to know.
I think personalities come into play here. Mm-hmm. I've always had that personality of, if we want it done right, I got to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I live with this whole, oh my God, if I were to die tomorrow, everybody else is screwed. And that's not true, but that's kind of the stress we live in. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to take care of these three kids and her. And if something happens to me, then my God, what's going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. And that's not exactly truth, but we kind of live with that we are the provider role, which we are. I believe, you know, that's how God called us to be the steward and take care of our families. But with that comes a lot of added stress. That's always been a little bit of a conflict in my spiritual battle. Yes, I fully trust and rely on God. However, I tend to act like it relies on me. Mm. And I think for me, that's definitely it, is the being the provider. And if I don't take care of things, they'll never get done.
Mm.
Alan?
Mm. Let someone else go first. Let me think about this more.
So I don't understand the question.
Nick got deep. Alan skipped.
I just need you to say it again, but maybe slower or something. I don't know.
The stress you feel as a dad that you don't want your wife to know about.
I don't want my wife to know about.
That she's about to find out about.
Man, I mean, I think she knows about all the stress I'm feeling. I don't think there's any stress. I'm pretty transparent about what's going on. One thing that I learned early on was, like, I was just always on the phone and dealing with whatever deals and songs and record deals and things, just always happening. And so I learned to, like, kind of take some things into the other room, make them a little bit more concise, a little bit quicker, and then get back to family time. You know what I mean? So I had the benefit of kind of dealing with all these deals at home. And so I try to take that stress into the other room and don't let it come back into the other room. Took me a lot of years to do that. Like, I would carry the stress back into the family time, and then I would let, and it still does. I mean, look, it's just real life. But I know for sure that I'm holding things back that I don't want to affect our time as a family. And I don't want to, like, my worry if, man, the stress of losing a record deal or something like that, that's a lot in this town. Or the stress of a song that's been cruising up the charts and now it's at 32 and you just got a phone call that it's over. It's just done. The last 9 months of your life is just for nothing, in a sense. And you were really gambling on that thing to get to the top 20 or the top 10. Now I got to go in and take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm like, everybody's having a good time. And I'm like, our song just died. It's like losing a part of you. And so there's, like, this grief that comes with, like, losing a song.
I don't get to grieve over in front of anyone. And so, and we've had our share of losses. We've had our share of hits. We've had our share of losses. And those days when you lose a record deal, or you lose a song, or you lose some deal that was important to providing for your family in the long run, man, you're just like, wow, that's hard, you know? And that's like that's probably all dudes in a different kind of business and in their situations, you know, with their jobs. So I think you just have to turn that off and don't let that hang into your life, you know, and affect. Because, man, at the end of the day, the kids are the only thing that's going to make you feel better anyway. You know, the kids they love you if you're living in a cardboard box or if you're, you know, got the number one song on the radio. It just doesn't matter to them. And that's the thing that you have to learn. It's tough.
I think you're pretty good at, I know when you're stressed and you know when I'm stressed. And I think our communication is pretty good when it comes to things like that. So I don't know if there's, yeah, you've got this stress that every father has of, is your baby going to be healthy? Are you going to be able to provide for your kids and your wife and this and that? But I think we're pretty good at recognizing things, and then I'm now better at it because I would just go quiet. But you're good at bringing that out of me, whereas I don't. So I don't really feel like I'm hiding any stresses. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because you know about my stresses.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Lightning round for you boys, so just chime in when you can. What do you love most about your lady?
That she came back.
Oh,
yes. That's awesome.
Can we just have a clap for that one?
I didn't know she left, but I'm here for it. I'm here for that. My wife is a smoke show. I love it. Every day I try to tell her she's a smoke. show.
That you're so thoughtful.
Aww.
All the time. So thoughtful. Your smile cheers me up every day.
Do you want to change your answer, Preston?
No, actually, besides, I mean, I love that she's so witty. I mean, I would never have married my wife had she not just made me laugh so much. And from the minute we met, she had me. You know, when I said, I like your jacket, and she turned around and said, I like your face, game over. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Best part of parenthood, fatherhood.
Best part of fatherhood?
This has actually happened recently is when, and this will happen once y'all's kids probably, you know, get a little bit older, but I've had parents come to me and say, wow, your kid is impressive, or he's so polite, or she's so respectful, or those are the things that really hit you and you're like, okay, I'm doing a good job.
Thank God.
A little bit of reassurance. Yeah. Yeah. Then let them fall off the cliff. Okay, yeah. We're good.
I like just doing our own haircuts at home. It's awesome, man. It's fun to like just put a mullet and a mohawk together and just like do it.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
The legend.
And then send them to school. I just leaned over my wife the other day. We were the first one to send our kid to school with a mohawk and a mullet all in one, you know? And it looked like a nasty boy from back in the 90s, right? And the next thing you know, we go to a school function the other day. This is a Christian school. And I leaned over and I said, all the little boys have Legends of haircut now. We're trendsetters up in here. We got to think of something else now. We need to put vanilla ice lines in there next.
I think you got to bring the rat tail back.
I like
that. We tried to do vanilla ice lines.
Alan?
Just looking at them, being proud of them. Mm-hmm. Of how they've looked with Troy, how he's grown up and he's full-time footballer and his dedication and just looking at him and being proud of him.
Absolutely.
And he's a good kid.
Yeah, he is.
I really, really enjoy the time we spent together.
He's awesome. Do you guys listen to the podcast?
Can you insert crickets here when you edit?
Is this my wife's question?
I already know the answer.
This was a fan question.
I just don't listen to podcasts. I don't listen to any podcasts.
You don't even listen to your own podcast.
I do some. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a P1 listener. You know, I'm not every single episode.
Alan?
I can appreciate that term.
Yeah. but yeah, I listen to it.
Periodically.
Does Alan eat any other cheese? Does Alan eat any cheese?
She changed it.
And no tomatoes.
No butter.
What do you guys think of Queendom?
I mean, can I just be straight up?
Oh, God.
What the f*** is Queendom?
What?
I have no idea what Queendom is.
It's our group chat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably good. It's probably a good thing that you girls have a group text thing going.
I've always liked it.
Sure.
You know the name of it? Y'all can kind of bounce ideas off each other and do your little thing. And
I don't think I've
been involved.
Are you going to wear a kilt to the wedding?
A what? A kilt? We're wearing kilts to this thing?
I am ridiculously excited about wearing a kilt.
Alan, are we wearing them?
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing one?
She asked me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I told her no.
I think so.
So we all are.
Alan, are you wearing a kilt?
Undecided.
Undecided.
Can I wear one regardless?
I was going to say, wait, you can't wear a kilt if Alan is. Right, Nick is very decided.
Two more questions.
Hey, I just have one more question about the skirt. Mm-hmm. So, like with the kilt, what do you wear from the knees down?
You wear like
ankle socks.
Socks. You can listen. There's different styles, but you're supposed to. Traditionally, you're supposed to wear socks that come up to.
And then what kind of shoes? Cowboy boots.
You can. You have to put your own.
You put your own twist on the shoes.
Put your own twist on it. Yeah.
I kind of like that. Yeah, I'm wearing a kilt.
What is something not clothing? What is something not clothing that you hope will make a comeback in 2024?
Clothing.
Not clothing.
Oh.
That you hope will make a comeback in 2024. Watch yourself, Nick.
Our sex life already did, so I'm happy over here. We got it.
About that vasectomy.
Anything? No? Okay.
Patriotism.
Alan, people want to know, are you going to watch The Delivery? And are you nervous?
I'm not nervous, no. I'll watch it. I won't watch the incision part. I won't watch that. You know what I was like a few days ago when the woman was putting the needle in you. Uh-huh. Like, that fucking needle's too big. That's yeah. not going in you.
He was like telling the nurse, and you're not putting that in her.
yeah, that's scary.
So, yeah, so I won't watch the incision. And like I said to you a couple of days ago, my biggest thing is I need to make sure you can focus on me and I focus on you so that you don't need to focus on what's going on down there.
With my legs.
Yeah. That's what I learned in the delivery room, is just don't be a liability. It'll
yeah.
be okay.
Yeah. I absolutely love the delivery room.
This guy.
All right. And as we wrap up, what is one piece of advice that you want to give to the listeners as a partner?
I'm going to let my wife give this. She's
No. This is for the men. This is men only.
I'm going to be honest. My wife gives me all my good words, man. She's so good with words.
So you'd like me to write this quote for you? Is that what you're saying?
Could you text me real quick while everybody else is answering? I'll go last. I've been going first.
Basically, what is the best piece of advice, either as, you know, for relationally, fatherhood wise, or just something that you that you've received, or that? Okay, then Preston, go ahead.
It's not always easy, but it's always amazing. No matter what the day brings, it could be the toughest day, but at the end of the day, you're in the most amazing moments of your life, and they're fleeting. In a snap of a finger, they're going to be two. Somebody told me, and I never believed him, when we had our first kid, when love was first born, Tim Richards, the radio guy in Phoenix, mm-hmm. he called me up and he said, Preston, the first 6 months is going to feel like 10 years. And 6 to 1 is going to feel like 5 years. And 1 to 3 is going to feel like 2 years. And then all of a sudden, everything is like 5 minutes from there out. And he was like, it's just going to take off like a rocket. And it's all going to be a snap of a finger. I know you guys are in it right now.
Yeah, that's so true.
What you said about all the different events, but before you know it, they're all going to be in school someplace and you're going to be like wishing you could go to the soccer game and the cheerleading and the dance. And somehow embrace that, you know? I mean, it's not easy. We got to be everywhere at once, but.
Next.
So just, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, just never give up. You never know what's right around the corner. And learn from your past mistakes. Walk into each day with more wisdom. You know, don't let something you've gone through in the past not prepare you for the future, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's wisdom in everything. Yeah. And it took me to my age now to kind of realize that. So now I'm kind of looking back on things that we may have gone through in the past and go, okay, what could I have learned from those moments that may have prepared me better? And presence, man, just be present.
Mm. Yeah.
Be present for your kids, be present for your spouse. And that's tough. Especially with, you know, careers like we have, it's never on, or I'm saying fully on, never off. So you always have to make that time for your relationship.
How do I follow Pastor Woodard?
That's why I went first.
The old guy.
I jumped in real quick because I thought about that.
He's taking
you
every
got a better accent, though.
He's taking every phrase and word that there is. Mindfulness, present, be present. No left.
That's how I feel around these two girls.
People just want to hear you talk anyway, so it's a
sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I think it's, and this comes with maturity as well. I think just recognizing, because I was guilty when I was a young father with Troy, like I was a professional footballer, and a lot of it had to be about my match day on a Saturday. How do I get what I need? And as you mature, obviously Troy's older now and the baby's on its way, but as you mature, it's almost like what's best for everyone.
Mm.
You need to take care of what you need as a man and as a father, and but what's best for what's the best thing for everyone?
It's almost like that piece of selfishness is not there. Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. Well, boys, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. And
this is rare.
This was fun. Let's go have a baby.
It's happening in a minute.
Let's go have a baby. All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate you. Any last words? Kristen, you're always good with the last word.
In closing, I just think it's really important in parenthood and marriage, relationships, friendships, anything, just to say what you want, what you need, and what you feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can't expect anyone to understand what we need or predict what we need without vocalizing it. I think that has been a game changer for us as parents and in our marriage, is just me saying, I need more help in the mornings. I need to date you. I need to feel like a girlfriend. That's recently been a big one. So I just think if we all just communicate a little more, then I think it solves a lot of problems. Nobody's a mind reader. And especially when you're not sleeping, postpartum depression and anxiety are a real thing. If you feel like you're too low or too anxious, you need to talk to a healthcare provider or a counselor. Don't be afraid to admit it. It is the most common of all things. And you don't lose any mom credibility by having those two things.
Amen.
Well, all right, guys. Here. Let's go, Preston.
All right. See you next week. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.